He is risen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. An election year is a year of uncertainty. We are filled with apprehension as our minds race into the future, picturing what it would be like if he or she were commander-in-chief. And now it's been, what, whittled down to 3 candidates? We've heard their stories, their pitches, their promises, which they can't possibly keep. They're not autonomous checks and balances, but they need to promise great things to get people's attention. We've seen their faults, and there are many. We imagine the best scenario in between nightmares of the worst, so we vote according to our conscience. It's all we can do. But we're never sure what the future will hold. Thanks be to God that we have a king. We didn't vote for him. If we did have a say, we too would have voted for his death, for by nature we were his enemies. Our flesh hates him. It doesn't want to give someone absolute authority, for absolute power corrupts absolutely. So it wants a say. It wants to be in control. It wants to apply the kingdoms of men to the kingdom of God, but it just doesn't work. So again, thanks be to God that we have a king. He makes all the decisions. He controls your future. He is gracious, and he will keep his every promise. Today is his coronation. Today he is crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today trumpets blast and heaven sings. Today he sits down at the right hand of God as your brother. But his work is not done. Accomplishing your salvation is done. It is finished now and forever. Nothing more could be done. But that does not mean he is idle. He is not sitting on a golden throne in heaven while the angels praise him and the trumpet and the triumphant saints worship him. He does not have all power and authority in heaven and on earth so he can hoard it to himself. He is a good king, a gracious king. He knows his citizens still struggle. Satan hasn't thrown in the towel. He's defeated, crushed, and he knows it, and it makes him all the more furious. That great dragon has been hurled into the abyss by Jesus. But in a last-ditch effort, he swipes his tail, trying to knock you in with him. But don't worry. Your king has made a promise to you. Your king has made a promise to you in baptism. Unlike so many earthly rulers who can't possibly fulfill their promises, Jesus can, and he always will. He will fight for you. You need only to be still. He will see you through this life from start to finish. This country, as wonderful as it can be, is not your eternal country. You are citizens of heaven. The glory of heaven is your glory, and you will walk through those pearly gates and down those golden streets, and you will see those jewel-studded walls and the river of life flowing from the throne of God and from this Lamb. The glory of that Jerusalem is your glory. He's a good king, a gracious king. So he will only let Satan go so far. He will only let disease and pain bother you for so long. He will only let wickedness go unpunished for a time, only for a time. He knows what he is doing. He is the king not only of heaven, but he keeps every star burning and the deep oceans filled. He is in control of all things. Nothing happens that he doesn't know about. Nothing happens in your life, whether good or bad, that he has not allowed. You have his promise that everything is for your good. Hold him to that promise. But also keep in mind that good is not whatever gives you an easy life or whatever makes you happy. Good is whatever keeps your mind focused on your eternal kingdom. And so it was good that this king was conceived in the womb of a lowly virgin and became man. He had it all, power, glory, authority, but he could not save you as he was. He had to become man so you might become like him. He came as a servant to keep the promise of Eden. He taught of the glorious kingdom he would establish by his suffering and death, a kingdom prepared for you since before the creation of the world. And then his blood flowed. His body languished. His soul mourned, but it was for your good. He kept his promise and died as a slave. Yet faith sees the King of the Jews destroying your enemies once and for all. Faith sees Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, ridding this world of sin and punishment and death and any other consequence forever. And if that were not enough, he rose with that same body, promising that your body will rise and live in his visible heavenly kingdom. So if he's willing to go to such great lengths to open heaven to you, will he then really ascend into heaven and sit there doing nothing? Of course not. Presidents are not appointed to office to sit with their feet up on the desk. They are to do everything for the good of their citizens. Sometimes they do, sometimes they fail, but it's hard to hit everyone's knees. Yet Jesus can, and he will meet your every need. So he is still active. He's still actively working for you. Two differences. There are more, but we'll highlight two. Two differences between his work on earth and his work now. One, on earth he was working to win you salvation. Everything he did was to win you salvation. Now he is working to give you that salvation and to keep you in that salvation. Two, on earth he did not make full use of his divine power. He always possessed it. But he could say with all sincerity, I do not know the day or the hour of judgment. Now, he makes full use of his divine knowledge and power and presence, and he uses them only through his body. He didn't get rid of his body, nor did he get a new one. But because he is always both God and man, his body possesses all power and authority in heaven and on earth. Whatever the Son of God does, he does through his body. Whatever the Son of God knows, his human mind knows. Wherever the Son of God is, there is his body. The reverse is also true. Wherever the body and blood of Jesus are, there is the Son of God forever and always. And now you know where to find your King. Now you see where his throne is and where his great power and authority are in water, in word, in bread, in wine. There is no greater power than this. All military might, you can compile together all the nuclear weapons and military power of any age. And it is nothing but a child's toy, soldier, when compared to these means of grace. For what else can deliver you from hell itself? So here your King meets your needs. Here he keeps his promises. Here he protects you. Here he is not idle. He is not idle. He is not somewhere up there sitting around. But he is on that altar. The ruler of all things is on that altar to forgive you, so that you may live as citizens of heaven, and so be strangers in this world. So like any citizen of a great and powerful country, we have nothing to fear. Though we live in a foreign land right now, we have nothing to worry about. Our King keeps all his promises. All of them. He is the one who establishes governments and tears them down, and he does it all for the good of his church. So it really doesn't matter who rules America. Not in the least. We will pray for and willingly support whomever is elected, but Christ is still our King. He is always with us, always protecting, always watching, always working everything out for your eternal salvation, and he will always keep his promises. He is risen, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.